Hachette Audio presents That Will Never Work, The Birth of Netflix and the Amazing Life of an Idea, written and read by Mark Randolph.
Author's note: this book is a memoir, not a documentary. It's based on my recollection of events that happened 20 years ago. So most of the conversations in this story have been reconstructed. What mattered to me as I wrote was rendering the personalities of Netflix's founding team as vividly and as accurately as possible. I wanted to show them as they were, to capture the mood of the time. Most importantly, I wanted to illustrate what we at Netflix were up against and what it felt like to somehow, despite all the odds against us, succeed. Chapter 1. Against Epiphanies. January 1997, 15 months before launch. I'm late, as usual. It's only a 3-minute drive to the parking lot where I meet Reed Hastings to carpool to work. But when your son throws up on you at breakfast and you can't find your keys and it's raining and you realize at the last minute that you don't have enough gas in your car to get you over the Santa Cruz Mountains into Sunnyvale, good luck with making a 7 a.m. meetup time. Reed runs a company called Pure Atria that makes software development tools and that recently acquired a startup I helped found, Integrity QA. After Reed bought our company, he kept me on as his VP of corporate marketing. We take turns driving. We usually get to the office on time, but the way we get there changes depending on who's driving. When it's Reed's turn, we leave on time in an immaculate Toyota Avalon. We drive the speed limit. Sometimes there's a driver, a kid from Stanford who has been instructed to navigate the twisting mountainous turns of Highway 17 with care and precision. "Drive like there's a full cup of coffee on the dashboard," I've heard Reed tell him. And the poor kid does. Me? I drive a beat-up Volvo with 2 car seats in the back. A kind description of my driving would be impatient, but maybe aggressive is more accurate. I take turns fast. And when I get excited about something, I go even faster. On this day, it's my turn to drive. As I pull into the parking lot, Reed's already waiting, huddled beneath an umbrella, leaning on his car. He looks annoyed. "You're late," he says, shaking off his umbrella as he slips into my car, picking a crumpled Diet Coke can and 2 packages of diapers off the front seat and tossing them into the back. Traffic's going to be terrible with all the rain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?